Good morning, church family. We are on day 7 of lockdown, 1 week behind us, 1/3 of the way there. My street has a chat group. It's fairly quiet and well-behaved, but there was some brief interaction today on our chat group about would our street agree to let someone get out for a walk or not. And at some point, I had to get a picture of me behind our gate bars, just to let them know we're all fine here. Number one, Appy's Doreen serving our sentence in prison. Not sure about visiting hours. We'll have to check with the warden. One of my neighbors said, well, at least you've got a larger cell than we do. Could I get an upgrade? So glad for the interaction with neighbors, praying for gospel opportunities for all of us in these days and in the coming weeks and months. We are on stanza 8 in Psalm 119. I trust you're seated, got your Bible open in front of you. Our title for this passage, this stanza, is Mood Swings. Four moods we're going to look at, and we'll read the passage as we go along this time. Four moods of a lover of God and His Word. Mood of dependence, a mood of diligence, a mood of resolve, and then a mood of gratitude. Two verses per mood. Look, first of all, at a mood of dependence. Verse 57, the Lord is my portion. I have promised to keep your words. Reminds me of my grandfather, who used to say, sometimes the Lord shuts us up. He hems us in, and He is all we've got. Like we've been learning about Job, or about to see in the book of Job in our Sunday nights studies together. Lord, you're my portion. You, Jesus, is my drink and my food. He is my cup and all I have. We saw that in Psalm 16 a few weeks back. I promise to keep your words. Verse 58, I've sought your favor. Notice this theme of God's grace again. With all my heart, be gracious to me according to your word. Common phrase we've seen throughout this longest chapter in all the Bible, this one great celebration of adoration of God's word. Reminds us of Mary's words in response to the angel Gabriel's announcement. She said, be it done to me according to your word. Reminds us of the parable Jesus gave of the repentant tax collector. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. We desperately need God's grace, or we'll never be saved, we'll never be sanctified. Through his word, he brings it. A great song for you to sing around your household today, that wonderful hymn, How Firm a Foundation, Ye Saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? A mood of dependence, and then a mood of diligence, verses 59 and 60. He says, I considered my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I hastened and did not delay. What's he in such a hurry? What's he rushing to do? Notice. To keep your commandments, like we've seen in the previous stanzas, true liberty, not following sin and self, but submitting to God's word, the one who made us, the one who knows best how to satisfy us. A mood of dependence, a mood of diligence. This reminds us of Psalm 139, search me, O God, know my heart, try me, know my anxious thoughts, see if there be any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Examine yourself, Scripture tells us. Watch the way of our feet. Thou art my portion, O my God. Soon as I know thy way, my heart makes haste to obey thy word and suffers no delay. Godly moods of dependence, diligence, and then verses 61 and 62, a mood of resolve. Look at this righteous man's determination against all odds. Verse 61, the cords of the wicked have encircled me. You want to talk about lockdown? You can't get more intense persecution and terrible hatred and hostility than this. But, he says, I have not forgotten your law. Like we saw in the previous stanza, comfort comes through remembering and through a clear conscience. Verse 62, at midnight, when everyone else is sleeping, here we are again, like we saw last time, in the night. At midnight, he says this time, I shall rise. I'm not going to stay in bed. I'm going to get up to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. When we are forbidden from public worship services, like at present, private worship becomes all the more precious, does it not? Daily devotions, regular disciplines, righteous routines of meditating on God's word and giving thanks for the Bible. Verse 6, I love the way the poet put it. My heart in midnight silence cries, how sweet thy comforts be. My thoughts in holy wonder rise and bring their thanks to thee. Then the last of the four godly moods here, a mood of gratitude. Keep reading, verse 63. I'm a companion of all those who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. Beloved, social distancing should not equal spiritual distancing. Encourage one another daily while it's still called today. He who walks with the wise will grow wise. When we are cut off from one another physically, we need to make all the more effort virtually and verbally, however we can. Imagine if every member in our church body at Antioch made a plan to phone or contact at least one other member of the church per day. Think of the multiplied effect of the contagious encouragement that would spread throughout our church body. And then the final verse, what a sweet ending here. The earth is full of your loving kindness, O Lord. Verse 64, teach me your statutes. When the unbeliever sees an earth only full of sin and misery, the believer walks not by sight, but by faith. And we see God's kindness, his mercies all around us. Our receivings are not our deservings, as the Puritans used to say. As Jesus taught us, the rain falls and the sun shines on the just and the unjust. Thy mercies fill the earth, O Lord. How good thy works appear. Open mine eyes to read thy word and see thy wonders there. Sometimes at mealtime, I like to say to our kids, today, name one way that you have seen God's kindness, one evidence of his mercies, even in the most mundane, simple thing. Let's foster gratitude. In everything, give thanks, Scripture says. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful again for this reminder to consider our ways, to examine our hearts, to find satisfaction in you alone, to not forget your law, to overflow with thankfulness for your word, for friends, godly people who fear you, and for the evidences daily all around us, even in the darkest of times, of your loving kindness and all that we should be thankful for. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.